Jeremiah 44, the Queen of Heaven. This is Jeremiah's last prophecy against Israel. It was an expostulation against the whole number of the Jews who dwelt in the whole length of the land of Egypt. The word of the Lord that came unto Jeremiah concerning all the Jews which dwell in the land of Egypt, which dwell at Migdol and at Tahpenes and at Noph and in the country of Pathros. That is, from the Delta right up to Thebes. The chapter divides into three portions. Firstly, the denunciation of God's judgment against the prevailing idolatry and the worship of the Queen of Heaven, and the assurance that the calamities that had overtaken the Jews in the land of Israel because of this would similarly overtake them in the land of Egypt. Secondly, the definite and universal apostasy of the people and their false reasons for it. And thirdly, God's utter forsaking of the people and giving them a sign in the foretold fall of Pharaoh Hophra. The Queen of Heaven was the moon goddess of Egypt and was worshipped with all the impure rites of the old Canaanitish idolatry. The language of verse 4 shows particularly God's detestation of the cult. I sent unto you all my servants, the prophets, rising early and sending them, saying, Oh, do not this abominable thing that I hate. The law of Moses contains similar divine prohibitions against the idolatry. And the allusions of the Lord Jesus Christ himself in the book of Revelation indicate the perpetuation of the same abominations right down to the Christian era. Thus, the church at Ephesus is commended for its intolerance. This thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. And conversely, the church in Pergamos is rebuked for its tolerance. So hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. Jeremiah had previously rebuked this same worship. In chapter 7, the children gather wood and the fathers kindle the fire and the women knead their dough to make cakes to the Queen of Heaven and to pour out drink offerings unto other gods. This was in Jerusalem itself. What had happened because of that? Jeremiah reminded the people of all that had befallen them and assured them that the like fate would come upon Egypt. He was met, apparently on the occasion of a public festival, with the most determined denial and apostasy. We will not hearken unto thee, but we will certainly do whatsoever thing goeth forth out of our own mouth, to burn incense unto the Queen of Heaven, and to pour out our drink offerings unto her, as we have done, we and our fathers, our kings and our princes, in the cities of Judah, and in the streets of Jerusalem. For then had we plenty of victuals, and we were well, saw no evil. And even the women pleaded that their husbands were privy to their idolatry. They had not disallowed their vows, nor objected to their abominations. Jeremiah could only declare that God had forsaken the people because of their turning of things upside down. Hear ye the word of the Lord, O Judah, that dwell in the land of Egypt. Behold, I have sworn by my great name, saith the Lord, that my name shall no more be named in the mouth of any man of Judah in all the land of Egypt, saying, The Lord God liveth. Behold, I will watch over them for evil and not for good. And all the men of Judah that are in the land of Egypt shall be consumed by the sword and by the famine until there be an end of them. Yet a small number that escape the sword shall return out of the land of Egypt into the land of Judah, and all the remnants of Judah that are gone into the land of Egypt to sojourn there shall know whose word shall stand, mine or theirs. And this shall be a sign unto you, saith the Lord, that I will punish you in this place, that ye may know that my word shall surely stand against you for evil. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will give Pharaoh Hophra, king of Egypt, into the hand of his enemies, and into the hand of them that seek his life, as I gave Zedekiah, king of Judah, into the hand of Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, his enemy, and that sought his life. It was when the thing came to pass that the truth of the prophet was to be known. The remnant of Judah soon had abundant causes for knowing that Jeremiah had spoken the truth concerning Jewry in Egypt. As to the sign, we are told that in Herodotus, Hophra is called Apres and is described as a very prosperous monarch until, having been defeated by the people of Cyrene, suspicion arose that he had betrayed his native troops in order to establish a tyranny by means of his mercenaries. A mutiny followed, and when Amasis, who had been sent to treat with them, put himself at the head of the Egyptians, a battle was fought in which the Greek mercenaries were defeated and Hophra taken prisoner. After treating him kindly for some years, Amasis finally gave him up to his enemies, by whom he was strangled. Thus was accomplished the sign which God gave to the house of Israel concerning this Pharaoh and concerning the certainty of the accomplishment of his word against the Jewish apostasy in Egypt in the days of Jeremiah.